Perth Live Sport with Brad Hardy. For Ross's Auctioneers and Valuers. Auctions weekly at 453 Orong Road, Welshpool. Visit auctions.com.au.
Brad Hardy's opened the front door to his house and all of Western Australia is on its way to party with you. Brad, good afternoon.
Ollie, welcome one, welcome all. That's what I say. And just listening to Monica there, I've been in. Look, one thing you learn about going to the MCG on a regular basis, mate. You'd settle up with all the people in the MCC so they look after you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you also settle up with the people in the kitchen. Because they always feed you.
Absolutely. It's very, very important.
We're on top of that. Remind me to give you a word on the street too before I go.
Okay, I certainly will. I'm glad you've already been as well to Ross's Auctions and you've stocked up on all of the lovely Shiraz for everybody who's about to head over to Melbourne and drinks are on you.
Well, exactly right, mate. You've got a couple of days to lead up. As I heard Monica say, the weather's not going to be too flash tomorrow for the parade, but hopefully it won't be too bad for Saturday. They are expecting a little bit of rain, as we said, but everybody can just warm the cockles of their hearts with a little Shiraz, thanks to Ross's Auctions.
All right, the teams have been named, and of course McGovern and Shuey are in the team for the Eagles.
Yeah, no change to either side. We expected that. Now, that doesn't mean things don't change, because often, you know, somebody gets ill or whatever, so we'll be certainly keeping an eye on that right up until, you know, bounce down on Saturday. A couple of milestones in the game for the Collingwood players. Tom Phillips plays his 50th game and Will Hoskin-Elliott playing his 100th, so that's not bad, is it, to be playing a milestone game on grand final day? So good luck to all of those. But, yeah, West Coast, as we suspected, Jeremy McGovern's come up. It's just how going to be the matchups and how they strike a chord on the weekend. We can't wait. I know the boys are on the plane. Should be touching down in about the next 15 or 20 minutes, I'm told.
I'm sure they are. You're not going to head out to the airport yourself, Brad, and say g'day to everybody?
No, I just sort of have a practice run home tonight. You know, just sort of when you get over tomorrow, I thought, well, I better have a bit of pre-season. Just cram in a bit of pre-season before Ollie Peterson gets to town.
You got a bit of trade talk for us, Brad?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the Reece Conker one's starting to ramp up back to Fremantle from Richmond. So that's, you know, no surprises there. The interesting one for me today, look, you always worry, you're always wary, but, you know, Haggis has always been on the, we've all been on the Andrew Gaff case, and the Haggis has been of the opinion that West Coast are going to make, you know, North Melbourne pay for it and work really, really hard to get Andrew Gaff. Look, there is a suggestion that perhaps Andrew Gaff management might have gone back to North Melbourne to see if there's any more in the bin.
Ooh.
So now, I don't think there is. There might be an extra year as to what West Coast can stump up. So in a very interesting frame of mind, I heard him on the radio today over your way and said he hasn't made up his mind. I find that a little hard to believe, but, you know, we'll wait and see. He said, but post the grand final, win, lose, or he'll be coming out and making some sort of a statement on his future after the grand final.
Okay, we will watch this space. Now, in a team of 11 players, Brad, how many people do you need in a leadership group?
28.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, Mitch Marsh and Josh Hazlewood would have both been rewarded with the vice captaincy of Australia. And interesting comments from Hazlewood. Well, we expected Mitch Marsh. This was going to sort of come out of left field a little bit. Hazlewood, it doesn't strike me. You know, he looks like a quiet, unassuming, just, you know, keep the head down, do bowl as best as I can. I mean, it doesn't strike me as a leader, but maybe he leads in other ways, you know, training and all that sort of stuff. But basically, openly said, well, there's been a bit of a problem, just a bit of a disconnect between the captain and the vice-captain over the last decade or so. So I can assure you, I have no aspirations of being skipper of Australia. So that was an interesting one for me.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I would have thought as well, probably the most experienced in the bowling lineup at the moment is Nathan Lyon. So I don't know what he has to do to get a call up into the leadership group. He's obviously the 29th in the 28 in the 11 who might become the captain of the Australian cricket
team. He's the Stephen Bradbury of Australian cricket. When all else falls over, I'm here.
Hand up. Come and select me. Jared Lyle has been laid to rest, Brad.
Yeah, down at Torquay today. So it's been a little while since his passing, but they had a beautiful, moving, you know, sort of tribute to him down there today, and his daughter spoke, and it was absolutely fabulous. So the sea of yellow and bubbles and all sorts of things. So what an inspiring young man he was till the end. And, yeah, I think there'll be a few that'll be calling on his sort of intestinal fortitude on the weekend when they run out on the grand final. And also Travis Barco read out a bit of a letter he'd received from his sister prior to her tragic passing a month ago as well, just to read to the Collingwood players today. So that got a rousing cheer too from the boys. So, yeah, there's a lot of emotion in Melbourne right at the moment, Ollie, besides just the teams playing in the grand final.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. And Brad, what is your word on the street?
Well, there was a little incident early in the year, Ollie, and one of the leading combatants of the teams on the weekend may just have a little appointment out at Armidale on the 9th of October to answer what would be called an all-eye night.
Oh, okay. We will look out for that. Brad, thank you very much. I'll catch you tomorrow.
All the best, Ollie. Cheers, pal.
Perth Live Sport with Brad Hardy for Ross's Auctioneers and Valuers. Auctions weekly at 453 Orong Road, Welshpool. Visit auctions.com.au.